would have a very short statement that will be signed by all these ladies. So we want to have them meet somewhere, either in the executive building or even in the White House, before they meet the president, so that a tiny little statement can be read, which they will then approve and sign.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to know also whether there is a facility there in the White House to have something written so that it looks attractive, you know, on a statement.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we'd want to know about a prior meeting place for these women. There'll probably be around 50 of them,
mm-hmm.
I would think, in the end. So that they could, you know, what we're planning to do is have tell them in the telegram that they would meet here at my house in Georgetown first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd, by bus, take them down to wherever they'll meet before they meet the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
I see. All right.
They probably would like, well, that's up to all of you.
Uh-huh. All right. When I just wanted you to know that we're trying to work with you, and it may not be that we'll have anything before 4, and since you're coming back into session...
We're going to be here. Yes, we'll be here at 4 o'clock, and we're busy, of course, still calling some people all over the country, you know, that we've had leads to.
Right.
But I would say we'd probably come up with, you know, 35 or 40.
Yes, all
maybe
right.
Maybe not that much. You know, some of them are elderly people that probably won't be able to come, but they will, you know, sign the statement.
Surely. All right. Well, just as soon as we can, we'll be back in touch.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.